Good morning. A solid performance from US markets in overnight trade. In fact, all three major indices finished higher. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ stood out, lifting about 0.7%. So that puts them on a three-day winning streak and also has been enough to recoup all of last week's losses while keeping shares up near the best levels in 5 months as well. Now, what helped was some decent and better than expected economic news out of the US. An update on durable goods orders was up for a third consecutive month, and this suggests that manufacturing still in solid shape there. And also an update on business inflation was a bit softer than expected, and that should keep the Federal Reserve quite happy to sit on the interest rate sidelines for now. So lower rates, basically good, of course, for consumers and also businesses as far as keeping borrowing costs low. Outside of that, we had really gains almost in every sector. Healthcare stocks stood out, but we had energy companies also doing well, thanks to a more than 2% lift in the oil price last night. Boeing, of course, still very much in focus. It's been the big mover and the big weight on the Dow Jones this week, and it was down as much as 3.2% with about an hour and a half of trade left this morning after President Trump said the US is going to ground all 737 MAX 8 and 9 aircraft due to safety concerns. This, of course, follows the tragic and deadly crash that occurred in Ethiopia on Sunday. So Boeing has backed President Trump's decision. There are more than 340 of these planes that have already been delivered and in operation, but there are almost 5,000 additional orders that still need to be filled. So it is a big hit to Boeing, but its shares still managed to lift in the last hour or so. So managed to lift by about 0.5%. If that seems surprising, keep in mind that it still is down about 11% over the course of this week so far. Now, outside of that, in the UK, MPs have voted to not leave the European Union without a divorce deal. It was the expected outcome, and it sets things up for another vote tomorrow on whether or not to extend a deadline for negotiations past the end of this month. Now, the Aussie market is set for a slightly better start today. SPY futures up 20 points or 0.4%. That would put an end to a four-day losing streak for our market. And while there's no major economic news out locally to move the needle, it's one of the busier days of the month in China. So we get data around lunch on retail spending, production and investment. And considering the focus recently on softer trade out of China and also the expectations of softer economic growth, it will certainly receive plenty of attention. A few stocks ex-div, including Spark and Air New Zealand, but not large enough to make a dent in the market. And the Aussie dollar sits at 70.7 US.